Hey everybody, this is Jay from The Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack, Ramblecast, and more. I'm here to tell you are going to listen to a special excerpt from our recent 2015 podcast charity for Autism Speaks podcast-a-thon. We podcasted 12 hours in a row, and over the next couple weeks, we will be revealing and unveiling and releasing different portions from this 12-hour telethon. It was a lot of fun. Thank you for everybody that participated. Thank you for everybody that came out. And thank you for all of those that donated to Autism Speaks, a fantastic charity that we've been doing this podcast-a-thon for many years. So you can still donate. You still have a chance to donate. You can do that until the end of April. You can donate over PayPal through lpdonate@gmail.com. So that's lpdonate@gmail.com. Send it as a friends or family and or as a gift. And then you can also mail a check to 2601 North Raleigh Boulevard, Raleigh, North Carolina, 27604, care of Jay and Jack, payable to Autism Speaks. Just everything, every penny goes directly to Autism Speaks. So, again, lpdonate@gmail.com, and that address I just said, go there to donate. You have till the end of April. And now, let's take it away for one of the fantastic clips from this weekend.
Hello.
Rob, how are you?
How's it going, guys?
It's going well.
This is hour 28.
Yep, hour 28.
We're doing pretty good.
Oh, my God.
just more dramatic. It's hour 3.
Okay, oh.
You're getting us fairly fresh at this point, so sorry you didn't get the loopy, tired, cranky people.
That's fine. That's like me normal.
Well, the amount of podcasting you do, you pretty much are just doing a like 72-hour podcast, essentially. you are prolific in your podcasting these days. Welcome, Rob Sesternino from Rob Has a Podcast. Rob Has a Website. Let's give Rob a round of applause, everybody. Woo! Welcome to the show. We know we have a short amount of time with you. I think we're like 15 minutes or so. You're a busy man.
I'm getting ready. I'm going to Vegas for New Media Expo tomorrow. So this is sort of like the last day before.
What's the podcast awards, right?
Podcast awards are this week, but also the New Media Expo, the whole conference. So it's a lot to do out there. But it's not going to be like a crazy like I'm like the most boring person to go to Vegas with.
Now the podcast awards, Dennis Miller's hosting, right?
Dennis Miller's out. Chris Jericho is a replacement.
Okay,
that's still pretty decent.
When, I know when I won my award, or when we won our award, I didn't even go. It was
I flew out to California. It was in California.
His arm retired.
No, it's Anaheim. Oakland's like
Oakland.
It was Anaheim.
Oakland.
Oxnard.
There you go.
I think it was Anaheim.
Southern California.
Either way, we didn't have a cool host like Chris Jericho. That's pretty neat. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
It was the early days of the podcast awards back then. But hopefully, do they announce the winners yet? Or
that's going to be Tuesday night.
Okay.
Oh, Tuesday. All right. Okay.
Because you've been definitely, you are nominated twice, right?
Yes. Yeah. Two nominations. And, you know, they do the whole show. And last year, I'm sorry, 2 years ago was the first time they did it in person. And then last year they made a bigger deal, and then I don't know what they have planned this year.
That's cool. That's really cool. We haven't campaigned or we haven't really done it for a long time because we took the Oscar approach. We got the one. We're like, that's it. We're done.
Yeah. No. Get out. It's like that's good. It's a lot of work.
What else do I need? It is. It's exhausting.
I don't feel like Meryl Streep have to go every year.
No,
I don't.
Yeah,
I'm happy with just one time. All right.
No. I mean, if we could actually do it and still have the traction we had back then. Absolutely, I'd go for the awards and everything.
I think
like that.
I just need a new partner.
Oh, thanks.
I think it's what's holding me back, but I don't want to say it out loud.
So we not to, to waste too much of your time here, but Survivor is in full swing right now.
Yes.
What are your thoughts on this season? All new cast. What are your thoughts?
Yeah. It's Survivor Worlds Apart, and it is the gimmick was a no collar, blue collar versus white collar, and it was sort of an exciting way to get into everything. Did you guys have a rooting interest in any of the three? The way the tribes are broken up,
not really. Blue collar, I found annoying.
I think what's scary is at first I was rooting for Dan, and now I want to punch him in the face. I don't know why. He just needs to stop talking. Him and Rodney. Rodney, stop. go through the rest of the thing. Just don't say a word.
It's your only chance. It's definitely a there's a lot of characters that are making strong impressions, and Dan was definitely somebody who this week got a lot, because I do feedback on the show, and people can send messages and tweets and stuff like that, and I got a lot of negative feedback on Dan this week.
Yeah, he just I don't know if it's editing, but each week it's just like, God, he just says the wrong thing over and over again.
Yeah, but I see. I don't know how much of it is just him trying to be a character, because I think in the extra interviews you've had on your show, the cast seems to like him after the fact. Is that right? So is it more just him putting on a persona that people don't like?
I think some people have liked him, but I feel like then this week I feel like he really ruffled some feathers where. Seen some back and forth on social media between him and Shireen. I think for a couple of days he was like, I was joking. It was a joke. I guess some people don't get sarcasm. And I think she was really upset. And I think a lot of the other cast members were like, you said, dear God, please somebody slap this woman. Right. I think he apologized on Twitter, and I think that was a apology not accepted.
Well, he apologized on Twitter, but said, "But can you take some of the blame? can you see some of it was your fault? I'll apologize, but some of it was your fault."
I'll apologize for 70 characters.
Yeah,
but 70 characters.
But that 70 was on you.
Yeah. Yeah, his apology that he did earlier in the season was like, I'm sorry. I was just doing to you what you did to me first. That was earlier in the season.
So you mentioned go ahead.
No, he definitely puts his foot in his mouth quite
a
bit.
Yeah, just like I said, I was rooting for him now. Like Shireen, I was against it at first, but now I felt bad for her. Now I want her to win.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think her character is more sympathetic.
She's a real person.
Sorry, I'm
yeah,
this,
like, her, okay, her but, character.
But, well, to me, the reality personas, it's more a persona. I think there's a real person. There's like what's out there in the Survivor, and there's some people that are less real and more real. But for her, I think she's a.
I think she's real. I think she's a genuine fan.
And but I think just in terms of how they've presented her. You know, at first she was very like crazy, just said really off. So like I murdered an animal just to prepare myself.
I killed a rabbit.
But so it's nice to see that kind of, at least even in the editing, her being a more sympathetic character.
Yeah, she definitely has like the underdog vibe. And she also has like the super fan. You know, she almost could be sort of like a female Cochran in some ways, that she's like, I'm the super fan, I'm the nerd. And I don't get along with anybody. Everything is awkward. And, I think that there's something about that that's certainly endearing. But unfortunately for her, she doesn't really have a lot going on in the game right now. Like, she has very few allies. She doesn't have any prospects of an alliance on the horizon right now. I don't think people are going to come after her, because I think that people just tend to look at a person like that after the merge like, we'll get her later. So I feel like she'll probably be around for a while, but I just I don't know what the alliance that gets to the top is right now.
Well, she'd be someone they take to the final three or the finals if it's only two, or even a guy like Dan, because you look at Dan, I think Dan and Sharita would be the two I would take with me.
Yeah. No, I think she's definitely somebody who is a little bit like a Cass from a year ago, where people are going to be looking at her like, you go to the end with her, and since nobody likes her, you'll probably end up winning. So I think she's going to probably be somebody that we're talking about the whole rest of the way.
Yeah, and I don't know if she's like as hated as Cass was at the end, or I don't know if she has a type of like...
She's not as arrogant as Cass was.
Yeah, as arrogant as Cass was towards the end.
And I feel like a lot of the viewers, like where Shireen had more of like an underdog story, I don't know if Cass had that.
No. No.
Oh, man.
Not an underdog.
I'm going to change that topic. The Amazing Race. Do you like the format?
Blind Date, Amazing Race. You know,
Blind Date. I mean, the whole Blind Date thing.
Yeah, it's okay. I feel like that there's definitely been some drama with it. I feel like the problem with the Amazing Race in the beginning of the season was just early on, it was a little hard to, you know, okay, who are the blind date teams? Who are the dating couples? Yeah. And then they had, then the show was off for 2 weeks.
Right.
And so it was really hard to get in a little bit of a rhythm, but these last two episodes, I feel like, have been pretty good, and I feel like Amazing Race is fine again this season.
I said what they should do is they should get, how many teams they have, 11 or 12 teams?
11.
11, get 22 people, put 22 names in a hat, and just draw names. And that's how they start out, just start out that way.
Yeah.
Stop with the love connection thing, because like 2 weeks ago when the guy didn't have the love connection and they lost because they couldn't drive a stick shift, even though if you watch the show every season, you have to drive a car that has a stick shift.
Yeah.
And then you take the train and you get to the challenge and you still need the car.
Yes.
You left it on the side of the road.
Leave those guys?
Yeah. I just, every season I go, what do you do? It's like people go, like Survivor, I didn't think it'd be so hard. I just started a fire. I didn't get to eat. Do you watch the show?
Yeah, just some don't.
The stick shift guys, it was crazy because both of them were just like, well, I just was hoping they would put me with somebody else who knew how to drive stick shift.
Right. Exactly.
$1 million hopes on a random chance.
But you would think that you would at least just go out and get a lesson. I mean, I don't know where you would go to driver's ed for hey, I've driven automatic transmission my whole life. Can somebody teach me how to drive a stick shift? But it would be a good thing to do.
Exactly.
A good way to spend an afternoon before you go on the Amazing Race.
I need it myself because I don't know how to drive stick shift. So is there a class? I need that class.
I need that class. It's been a while, but I could do it.
But see, that's the thing, that to change the strategy of the game is that, you know, Jack and I, if we would do it, okay, I'd be the directions guy, you'd be the driver.
I have a horrible direction.
But I could do it. But then a random thing is you just don't know. It's you hope that the
stick shift thing
is not
random. It's not random. It's every season.
I don't know, but if they're saying they hope the other guy would. But that's just
stupid.
Yeah. I just don't even, can you take a class for manual transmission? How do you go find that out?
I don't know, but I'd take it if it was out there. But it isn't there. It's because driver's ed, they just have an automatic. They don't really
I'm sure there's someone that teaches it.
But I need it.
I don't know.
I don't feel like a complete man because I don't know.
If I'm going to the Amazing Race, I'll pretend I'm buying a car that has a stick shift, and the guy, as he's doing the test drive, will have to show me how to drive it.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go. You don't get to pay for it. You ruin all his gears. I don't want the car.
Yeah.
Back.
You might just have to put an ad on Craigslist. Can somebody come and teach me how to drive a stick shift for an afternoon?
There's a murder looking.
Yeah, that's the start of a horror film, I think.
What happened to Johnny?
This summer, stick shift.
It's like some weird Saw scenario where it's like you have to put it in the second gear or your hand will rip off.
No, I can't do it. I can do control.
You want to learn, you're going to learn. Oh, man. Yeah. We have a few minutes left here. In terms of this cast, is there anybody that's kind of standing out for you as one of those, you know, memorable players that'll kind of go down and be brought back for season again? Because so far for me, nobody's really kind of grabbed me at that level. It's been since really Tony and that cast of actors or people, castaways. Oh my God, I'm really into these people. So it's been a couple of seasons now. I'm still not quite there with this cast. What are your feelings on that?
Well, Tony might be a once-in-a-generation type player. I don't know how many other Tonys we're going to have. But I feel like we have a couple of interesting characters and a couple of people who are interesting players. Rodney is another guy who is a very unusual Survivor player. Usually somebody who's as, you know, big and brash as he is usually not still in the game by this point. He's a guy that's usually out in the first couple of weeks. He's still around, and he's also somebody who's not, doesn't have a target on his back right now, which is very odd.
Yeah.
So I think that we're sort of in uncharted territories with a Rodney in the game. And then you also, we talked about Shireen, who is another polarizing personality. You have Dan, who's out there, who's been sort of a train wreck now this past week. And he's still in the mix. And then you have, I think, the people who are really playing the game hard. You have Mike from the Blue Collar Tribe. Yep. And I'd say he probably looks like he's the odds-on favorite to win it right now. Mm-hmm. But, you know, he has people gunning for Joe, who's the other guy who's a big target out there. But I think that there's a little bit of an interesting conversation that needs to be had between those two guys of, like, if Mike gets rid of Joe, what happens next to Mike?
Yeah.
And I think that he needs to realize that, hey, maybe we need two of us to be working together, because once you're gone, you know, my butt is the next one everybody's going to be trying to vote out of here.
Yeah. Yeah, no, absolutely.
We're calling Joe Fake Malcolm.
Fake Malcolm.
Fake Malcolm.
Fake Malcolm's our nickname.
Yeah, he was definitely higher. He was definitely cast as Fake Malcolm.
Yeah, but he's been good. He's been better than Malcolm ever was in the challenges. It's also,
right. That's true.
So
Malcolm kind of choked. But I know we're kind of coming to the end of our 15 minutes here. I did want to talk about, or at least let you plug your audiobook that you is just released with Stephen Fishback. Or 30 Seasons of Survivor audiobook just got released. Is that a thing?
Yeah, no, I've done a couple of them. What I did with Stephen Fishback was it's called the 49 Laws of Survivor.
There
and
we
basically took the book, the 48 Laws of Power, and we sort of did what those things would be in Survivor. So we took the actual 48 laws and, you know, did like what the Survivor example is. If you ever listened to that book or read that book, the 48 Laws of Power goes like, they use all these examples like from history. And that's boring. So we went through Survivor and we did like all the examples from each of the 48 Laws of Power with the Survivor examples of that. And then I'm also in the midst of a 30 season Survivor rewatch, which I am doing with my good friend Josh Wigler. And we are in the process of, we are releasing those in three chunks. We released the first chunk of 10 seasons over the summer, and then in this next off season, we're going to do the second chapter of 10 seasons.
Awesome. Awesome. Very cool. Well, Rob, we really appreciate you taking the time to talk with us. I don't listen to too many podcasts these days, but yours is a regular in our household. My wife's a big fan and really love the work that you put out there. Good luck this week for the podcast awards.
We're voting for you.
We're definitely pulling and rooting for you. You have definitely, in my opinion, some of the best entertainment podcasts out there right now. So,
and we're not just saying that.
No.
Thank you, Jay and Jack.
It's just legit. Totally legit.
And hey, you got to come on our last rewatch. We're doing about an episode every 6 months.
But seriously,
we are doing another rewatch. We got to have you on for a...
talk about Lost for a little while, if you don't mind. But could be cool. All right, man. Well, good luck. And we'll see you later.
Guys. You guys do a great thing every year.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun, and it's for a good cause. So, but anyways, thank you, and safe travels to Vegas.
All right. Take care, guys.
All right. Bye. Thank you.
All right, bye.
Big kudos to Rob. Let's give Rob a round of applause.
Want to get the information again?
Yes, you can donate at lpdonate@gmail.com.
Once again?
lpdonate@gmail.com. You can also send your checks payable to...
Autism Speaks, 2601 North Raleigh Boulevard, Raleigh, North Carolina, 27604. Just put care of Jay and Jack, Iceplex.
Care of Jay and Jack, yes.
Iceplex, something like that, whatever it is.